8:25, let's get your business news this morning, and Joe Conaway's here.
All right, Macy's, Paul, just reported a pleasant surprise for retailers. Macy's sales rose during the holiday quarter by 1.5%. Experts expected that they would be down. And Macy's online sales rose more than 10%, too. We'll hear more details later. The way these earnings announcements usually work is that the company puts out a news release with the basics, then an hour or so later, they hold a conference call to answer questions. Macy's stock is up 10% to $30, but that's less than half what Macy's stock was 3 years ago before online sales took off anew. Dow futures are down 20 points after the Dow rose 400 points. Now some are worried about stocks rising too fast. Bank of America says they'll open 500 new branch banks over the next 4 years because they want places to talk to people about finances. Early tax returns are showing many Westchester business owners were up over last year. Profits rose 50% for a few. And CPA Paul Herman says it's appearing that the lower tax brackets and elimination of the AMT are more than offsetting the losses of other deductions for many clients. Fidelity may abandon its Rockstar stock picker system, established under Peter Lynch, and create more investment teams, more like mutual funds have. Trying to beat the market has become less popular with the rising market and the use of index funds. And Bloomberg says Apple will come out with 3 new phones later this year. This strategy is typical for companies whose growth may be slowing. They produce more products that sell well, but not great individually, and 3 new iPhones may sustain growth almost as well as one big hit iPhone. I'm Joe Connolly for Bloomberg and WCBS News Radio 880.